So tell us your name.
Okay. Hi, I'm Christina Romanoli. And I studied abroad in London of January 2020 for a J-term class.
Okay. And any like interesting stories or things you want to talk about?
Yeah. So actually, as a J-term class, it was very jam-packed. Like, I think the total 3 weeks we were there, we got only 3 days off to do anything that we wanted. And sometimes it wasn't even like a full day. But we had this one full day, and I decided that I really wanted to, I don't know, get away from all of like my Elon friends, because the majority of friends I had before the trip were there with me. So I wanted to get away from them and kind of do something for myself. And so I left right as soon as I could, and I went to Notting Hill, which was like where the movie Notting Hill was filmed. And they have so many like beautiful painted houses and cute bakeries. So I just decided to go there and just like have myself like a day by myself. And so I was there, it was just funny. I'd go up to like random strangers and ask for like them to take pictures of me, just because like, I don't know, I really wanted to like, I felt probably really touristy, but I wanted to like be alone and not seem like I like was with like a group of people who were like so obviously like not from that area. So that's kind of what I did while I was there. And it was like just the best day, honestly. And then like right after that, I like my abroad got like took a turn, just because like I ended up losing my phone. So it was like the one like last memory I have like of pictures while I was abroad. So it's like super special to me and makes me so happy to think about. And I think I just learned a lot. Like I was able to go through like the streets, and it was just nice to see like a culture and like not be in like a touristy, like not feeling so touristy. Like I didn't have like a tour guide, and I was just doing it for myself, by myself type of deal.
Were any of your friends abroad with you kind of jealous, like afterwards, you know, you informing them about this afterwards, or were they kind of excited about it?
They were like kind of excited about it, and then like I ended up having to go back because all of my friends were like, oh my god, let's go to Notting Hill now. And I was like, okay, well, I've kind of done the sightseeing here, so I guess it would have been like better for me maybe to be like, hey guys, I'm going. But I still think I kind of wanted that like independence moment where I wasn't with like a group of people, because I don't know, like if when you're in London, like a group of like 7 or 8 girls who are very clearly like American is going to stand out. So like I'm happy I took that chance, but then it was just like annoying that on another day off, like I went back to do the same exact thing, because at that point like there wasn't something else that like we hadn't already done as a group that I wanted to explore again by myself. So that was just, I don't know, it was like a little difficult just to be as one big group going through it again as I'd already done it. So like that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you talked about blending in. Was that something that like you intended on it happening when you went by yourself, or is that just kind of a coincidental experience?
I think it was very intentional. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of uncomfortable to be in another person's culture and be standing out. I think a lot of people, when they do go abroad, don't want to stand out as an outsider. So I very much so wanted to go blend in. And then obviously there were points where I didn't, like when I'm asking strangers to take pictures, because that's kind of like, I don't know, weird. Even if you're like from that place, like you normally don't just stop a stranger on the street. But like I said, I like these pictures will last me a lifetime, and I'll look back on them in 50 years and be reminded of how much fun I had on this one outing by myself.
And you'd mentioned, talk about the photos, and you mm-hmm. said a little bit earlier that you'd lost your phone. So did mm-hmm. you lose your phone there, or did you lose your phone somewhere else in London?
Somewhere else in London. I had been at a restaurant, but it happened like a day or two after I'd went to Notting Hill. So I didn't end up having like a lot of pictures from the trip there on after that. I had to get like a disposable camera, and that was all I really had to go off of. So I don't, these like pictures are always like, it's always so funny to me. I'm like, oh, like these are the great pictures I have before. Like I didn't have a lot of pictures, because I don't know if you've ever taken pictures on a disposable camera, but they don't always turn out great. So it was very much so like after that, I relied on everyone else for like, send me pictures of what you did, because I like wasn't able to have my own. So I like valued these pictures and this time in Notting Hill so much because of it. Yeah. Yeah, so that's like my time abroad in London.